Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up and welcome back to another great episode of Blog Talk Radio. Why am I dropping by? Well, like everything. Tonight's episode is going to be the new wave.
Where the fans can play a play. Only in LA. Where the crisp and blood show you the way.
Only in LA.
Oh, trees and milky skies.
Only in LA.
To keep it sluggish. To keep it sluggish.
Only in LA.
Where the fans can play a play.
Only in LA.
Where the crisp and blood show you the way.
Only in LA.
Oh, trees and milky skies.
Only in LA.
To keep it sluggish, sluggish. To keep it sluggish, sluggish.
Light up a cigarette. Quiet on the set, pick my body up, get a mimosa, mix them a wet, call my brother, handle my Jimmy, pepping my step, get on the internet, check on my people, loyal to death, I hit the black carpet, post for the paparazzi on deck, answer all the questions, smile at my watch and I jet, I'm swaying through the party, meet up with Quick and Second to None, we the same fam, Octomom always wanted more sons, order plenty bottles, Tony Soprano, check out the models, and the yours, swallow liquor, perpetuating my nozzle, calling audible, poly with corporate niggas, my flight for real domination, I leave the kids with something plausible, my operation.
Where the fans can play a play, only in LA, where the crisp and blood show you the way,
only in LA,
oh, trees and milky skies,
only in LA,
to keep it sluggish, to keep it sluggish,
only in LA,
where the fans can play a play,
only in LA,
where the crisp and blood show you the way,
only in LA,
oh, trees and milky skies,
first class, show first, no luggage, purple mink, take it off, this is California, I'm cold-blooded, ride past Compton, that's for my nigga, hit the grave site, drop off a flower, you get the picture, I'm still stuck. On occasions I go clubbing, keep it corporate, that's the new sexy, mature the ruggish, baby boys in the new Bentley, don't even wave, his true colors are shining through, that nigga's paid, cute local vine, a quarter mil, he's in a cage, his children's make sure they okay, I'm on the case, little lazy, meet up with crazy, huh, give me the place, thanks to flesh, bless the greyhound, and good old LA.
Where the
fans
can play a play, only in LA, where the crisp and blood show you the way,
only in LA,
oh, trees and milky skies,
only in LA,
to keep it sluggish, to keep it sluggish,
only in LA,
where the fans can play a play.
No baby mothers, city of angels, where my niggas still bang their colors. The pimps and players like the Oakland Raiders still matching. When my Gators can't forget the Lakers, Michael Jackson. I send my prayers, Kardashian, Calabasas paper. Head to the mountains, ride the road wherever it takes you. And think about it, rest your soul at Pacific Ocean. Long Beach about it, the Marina Del Rey yacht style. Fish for the pilots, see the stars on the walkway. The Western Union for your people back at home, hey. We gotta do it, can't forget about talking big. Better watch your step, it's sunny California. But quickly, it could be your guest down in LA.
Where the fans can play a play.
Only in LA.
Where the crisp and blood show you the way.
Only in LA.
Oh, trees and milky skies.
Only in LA.
To keep it sluggish. To keep it sluggish.
Only in LA.
Where the fans can play a play.
Only in LA.
Where the crisp and blood show you the way.
Only in LA.
Oh, trees and milky skies.
Only in LA.
To keep it sluggish, sluggish. To keep it sluggish, sluggish.
Oh yeah, we are back live on Drug Talk Radio. What a beautiful song by Busy Ball, Only LA. That gets me very relaxed. I feel beautiful. I feel wonderful when I hear that song. and very magical. And right now, I think we have a very special guest tonight, guys. I think this is Queen Nerd, the head nerd in charge. So I'm going to bring her on. I'm going to turn on her mic right now. I think it's her. Unless it could be someone else, but I don't know. But I think it is.
It's me. It's the nerd. It's the queen.
The queen. Me. Yeah, we got the queen nerd, head nerd in charge of stuff. How you doing?
I'm fantabulous. How about you?
Doing good. I'm pretty faded.
Tell me about it. Talking about faded. What are you sipping on, huh?
I had an E40 40OZ, and right now I'm sipping on a Miller High Life 32OZ. And then there's some more stuff after that. Yeah, you got
to
feel good. Yeah, I'm pretty faded.
Yeah,
I had food, though.
You have to.
You got to be drunk on Drug Talk Radio.
Right? Otherwise, what's the point of you peeing on drunk radio if you're not really drunk or buzzing or something?
Right, I'd be acting. They'd be like, this guy's a liar. He just pretended to be
right?
serious.
Fever! Point out the fever! Out!
Yeah, seriously, they'd be like, this guy's like acting. He just really like messed up on like Monster and coffee. But he's acting drunk. Yeah, on the radio, exactly.
You know, these Bud Lights that I like to drink. Excuse me, sorry.
Oh, yeah, tell me about them. Yeah, we're talking about beer. Yeah, exactly.
I just like to talk about beer, right? These are actually made with the aluminum that they use for the kegs. So that's why they go down smoother. And they creep up on you, though. And they're pretty better than the regular 12-ounce Bud Light, let me tell you.
Oh, so this must be like the high quality Bud Light. Man, I gotta have some of that. Mm-hmm. That's what I need. I was drinking Bud Light the other day with my friends in a bar on tap. It was like pints, and I was slamming them. And like when you slam them, like just chugging like in 2 minutes, I'm like, whoa, that actually creeps up on you. Because at first I was like, Bud Light's not gonna do nothing to me. But I like slammed it in like in 1 minute. I'm like, whoa, I did like 3 or 4 or 5. I think like 5 pints. And I was like, at the end of it, I was like, whoa, that actually kind of got me messed up. I was like.
I bet you did. I mean, after a couple and then chugging, like it's the end of the world type thing. It's the end of the world.
Yeah, no, I was just chugging them because they were playing pool. And, like, I don't like to leave my drink around with all those people around. They might put something in it. So I'm, like, all slamming it. My friend's like, why are you slamming it? I'm like, I'm paranoid. Like, what if, like, when I take the shot, someone out there puts something in my drink? I don't know. I'm paranoid. You even take your drink to the bathroom. I'm like, hell yeah, I do. Like, I'm lying. Leave it out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, leave it out there for, like, 5 minutes. And then somebody puts something in it. And then I'm like, yeah. So I always like to drink at home because then I know my drink is safe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell you, tonight's topic is, Bone Thugs, Busy Bone Crazy Bone, New Wave album. What do you think? Are you excited? What do you think about the album? What do you expect? What do you think about?
Nothing but quality. And, man, I love their music. I mean, I've followed their music for years. I've been listening to them since I was like about 11, 12 years old. I'm 32 now. I'm old.
That's about me. I started listening in elementary school, and I really got into them in junior high, and I was like total fan, like crazy fan in high school. But and I'm even through all the 2000s, ever since graduation till now, 17 years, I'm still like a super fan. Like that's my main group. I think that's how I met you because I saw like a lot of people on the Bone Facebook pages, and I don't know, somehow I saw you and I added you or something like that.
Yeah.
Someone added you, then I added you, and then I was like, well, I don't know, like yeah, you look cool when you were totally into Bone, and I was like, yeah, she's a total Bone fan, like cool person.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah, and you know, there's been this one time somebody had posted something negative on one of the Bone pages, and I retaliated to that. I got pretty angry because I was like, oh my god, this person's on a fan. What are they doing here? You know. So anyway.
Oh yeah, some people do that, and then you know what it is though. Sometimes, like on the Bone board, I don't know if you've ever been to bteenageboard.com.
on there, and also the Vaughn groups, there's these people that's what they call trolls. They just kind of like talk crap just to piss people off. And I know a couple. Yeah.
Their page, remember that page got blocked because of that one girl? It was
where,
horrible.
On
my Facebook. It was a girl. This girl, she was just a hater. She hated and my page got blocked, so that's why I had to make this new one that I have now.
Wait, you mean she like reported you or something?
No, okay, what happened was that I decided to post thank you note to, four friends. And all I said was thank you. And the girl included herself in there, and she's like, don't want to know. And it's like, don't want to know what? Like, nobody's talking to you, you know? And she started putting, like, these posts, that made no sense, that were, very, very vulgar and, talking smack. Yeah, talking smack. And she even threatened to kill me. And on my page got blocked. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Now I see what you say about the haters. Yeah, people act weird on there sometimes. Like, even just the internet in general, before I was even on Facebook or MySpace, people were weird. But, yeah, I do like the cool people that are, like, vibe, and have a beer.
Weird.
The crazy people, no crazy people. They're, like, those people are, like, what the hell?
Weird is good because I'm totally weird. I'm like, look up weird and there'll be a picture of me right there, like, two thumbs up or something. I don't know. For real.
Yeah, weird is good. I like weird. But not the crazy people that are like all like they were threatening you and stuff. Not that. But like a cool, weird, just vibing. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the only cool weird there should be. Just the nerd cool. Weird,
Like you were saying, you're the queen nerd, and like you gotta give much love to all the children and all the nerds out there, right? The children, like you're the queen, and they're just the children nerds, right? Like kind of like that. I don't know.
That's right. I call everybody my child. Everybody's my child.
They're the child.
They're the child. I tell everybody child, I'm like, yes, okay, my child, you're so sweet, my child, and they're like, I'm not a child. I'm like, I know you're not my child, but I call everybody my child, and I call people nerd, and people are like, I'm a nerd, and I'm like, my bad, I'm not sorry, but I call everybody nerd.
just like people in the Bone Thug community, they call everybody thug. They're like, oh, you a thugster, you a thug queen, you a thugstress, a thugster. Everybody, so it's like the same thing, but you're more like the nerd style. Like, you're more the nerd. Yeah.
I feel like people look at me like I'm so out of place, with the whole Bone Thugs, because they're like, a lot of people hit me up like, really? Are you like for real? Like, do you really like Bone Thugs? Like, really? What are you doing? Like, where are you from? Who are you? People always ask me, like, what do you mean? Like, well, what do you mean? It's just a deal. It's just me, man. I don't know what you're saying.
For real.
I don't know what people are talking about because I like Bone Thugs. What's wrong with that? I like other music also. I just don't do country that much, but the rest, my favorite is that. And Lord, of course. Oof, Lord. And, did I say Bone Thugs?
Yeah, Lord's awesome.
Bone Thugs
is awesome. Hell yeah, I can't wait for the new album. So do you think, I want to ask you, Queen, though, you did the new album, with Busy and Crazy, are they going to bring, a new style, the new school, or do you think they're going to bring, the East 99 Eternal, Die, Crazy and Busy collab style? Or do you think they might give us a surprise? What do you think?
I think just that they're going to give a little bit of both and just surprise everybody.
Yeah.
And when people say, oh my God, Valentine's Day, they're like, what are you talking about? Where would they go? Where'd they leave? Didn't go anywhere. What are you talking? Complain.
Oh, I hate that when people are like, are Bone still around? Or they'll tell me like, where is Bone coming out? I'm like, yeah, there was this guy. I think I don't know if you know him, but he said he knew you. He was on your live meet. I think his name is Big Red Uglyhead. Something like that. But he's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool guy. And then, he said something. I don't know. He saw you on my top, like fan thing, right, ever, because you're the only person that gave me diamonds. So everyone says, oh, Queen Air is your top fan. I'm like, yeah, my only fan, because she's the only person that ever gave me a diamond. It's not really, yeah, they're like, of course.
I
and then he's like,
your broadcast, you know.
Yeah, and then he's
you
like, oh, she's, yeah, and then he said that she's that you're cool, and also Batman, the real Batman, told me the same thing. But then he said, what did he say? Oh yeah, he's all, I like Bone Thugs. He was a bump in first of the month. I'm like, you like Bone Thugs? He's like, yeah, yeah. He was all like, back when I had my subwoofers in my truck, he said I used to bump Bone really loud, right? And I told him, you know, they got a new album, right? Busy and Crazy have new waves coming out on June 23rd, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna check it out. But yeah.
Oh. Yeah, like I play Coming Home, you know. I always play it, and I always make sure to let everybody know that, you know, it's a new song, and everybody's like, they like it. I mean, they like it. I have not had a complaint, and if I do get a complaint, block mode in full effect.
Hell yeah! That's all I can say.
For real, if somebody says something negative about Bone, I block them. I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. You're blocked. You're blocked.
I'm the same way. I am the same way. What do you think? Should we put another song? What song do you want? I only got a couple more songs. It's Bone Everyday Thang and Bone Weed Man with Busy and Lazy. What should I put?
Do you have
those two? I can only put three tracks. Those two and then also Busy Bone Only in L.A.
Well, I like them all, so whichever one's cool.
I guess we'll put Bone Everyday Thang, because that's like the whole school. What we wish. Okay, we're going to put that. We'll be back, everyone, after this commercial break. Actually, a music break. Okay. Let's put the music.
All right.
Yeah.
It's an everyday thing when you listen to Thugs, niggas dead when I'm mad, not thugs, thugs. Got a false slugs, fuck bust thugs, cause I never did love ya. Nigga, my niggas will break your neck. Niggas try to disrespect. Nothing but killers and truths like Rosewick. We'll cut ya, so fuck ya. East 99 is where you find it. Chillin', but nigga, what's up? Nigga wanna get bugged, nigga wanna get drunk. Nigga really wanna get fucked up. Park, park, put him in a trunk. Now watch them fall down to the pit.
When they get a headwind, and I'm runnin' with the pump like the gates gang. Bang, to the bang, pump, pump, and I'm feelin' lovely. But I need more bustin'. For flipping with big shotgun, and they gung dung strong, but they knew they not say now we're coming to swing them things.
Much love to Drew and everybody at Def Jam.
Oh yeah, and we are back, man. That is a great track. I love Everyday Thing by Bone. And we're also going to bring back the special guest tonight, Queen Nerd, Head Nerd in Charge. Yep.
What's up? The Queen
What's up?
Back.
Hey.
Hi,
the
my
Queen is back, y'all. Hail the Queen. Yeah. Everybody, hail the Queen. Bow down to the Queen, right?
Yeah. Protect your Queen.
Gotta protect the Queen always.
Protect your Queen. Yeah. I love this music. This music, seriously, like, since day one, it has always, like, made me feel, like, I don't know, whenever I feel down or whatever, I listen to Bone Thugs, and it makes me feel really, really, really fantabulous. I have no idea. Just let me tell you. Well, I'm pretty sure you know already. I'm pretty sure you've seen.
Right, yeah. Well, you gotta say it on air, but yeah, whatever. Yeah, I know. Well, you can, but. But yeah, it makes you feel great, doesn't it? Like, I remember, I'll tell you a funny story about that song. The first time I heard that, it was on a radio that my mom gave me, or let me borrow. It was like a little headphone radio, and it had like a tiny radio, which is like headphones with like a radio in it. That's it. And you put the headphones on, and it was a radio. And I was into the rap station, and Everyday Thang came on, and it sounded so awesome on the headphones. And I still remember that to this day. Every time I hear it, like, the first time I heard it, they said Bone Thugs' new song, Everyday Thang, because I was like a huge, well, I've always been a huge fan, but I was like so young back then. And I heard it, I was like, damn, this song's hard. I thought First of the Month, I wish Sugar's Bone was raw. When I heard that, I was like, man.
My child.
And even to this day. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
Meet Me in the Sky. And this one time she cried because I sent her to go get the brush. And, you know, at that moment when I sent her to go get the brush, Busy Bones part was coming up, you know, and Meet Me in the Sky. She loves Busy's voice, you know. So she came back and she's crying, and I'm like, what's wrong? And she's like, you made me miss the part where Busy Bones was next. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'll play it back for you if you want, you know. But that was easy to me.
That's super sweet. That's so sweet. That's sweet right there.
I know. She's like, you made me miss it. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'll put it back if you want. Not a big deal. So I put it back for her, and she was really happy.
Yeah, that was the same thing with me. Back in the day, I'd get mad if I missed Busy part or any part. If I missed any part of a Bone song, I was sad. Back in the day, especially on the radio before there was CDs and, like, YouTube. Like, when if you didn't hear it and you don't buy it, like, you missed it. Like, with Everyday Thang. It's like, I remember people would call in, and like, every time you guys play it, I miss it. Play it again, man. I like, it was like crazy. And then I found out I had to buy the show soundtrack to get the damn song. Yeah, that was a struggle that I used that these kids will never understand. Now they just got to type in Bone Everyday Thang, boom, it's there, or download it from some site. And then back then we had to be like, listen to the radio with a little tape cassette, trying to record it. And then even then you're like, oh, it sucks because they're saying 106 KMEL all over it. And then you have to, and then it was like, oh, you got to buy the stupid soundtrack just to get one song and pay $17. The struggle was real back then. Now kids don't understand. It's like, you know, click on your phone. Oh, there it is, Everyday Thang.
Oh my God! This one time when I had the Crossroads, I had the Art of War. I had it the CD cover. I had it in the front of my binder, and it got taken away because according to the people at school, it was gang related. I cried. I was so mad.
How the hell is Bone gang related though? Because they never talk like a specific gang. They just said Thugs does. Yeah, that's Thugs does. Like a gang.
Related on here.
I guess the Thugsters and the gang, the Thugsters and Hustlers was too gangster.
I don't know what it was, but they took it away. Maybe they wanted it or something, and that's how they took it away.
I think they wanted it more than anything. Yeah, they were fans.
They probably wanted it. It's okay. You know, that's fine. They can keep it. They maybe wanted it more than me. It's fine.
Oh my God. I would have been so mad. That's why I never took my Bone stuff to high school. I would take, like, I wouldn't take it to my school because I got my tape jacked. They, in junior high, they took my Bone tape and my Walkman, Eastman and Eternal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the album.
Oh, my God.
I got so mad. And I had to go to stupid, what was it called? Like in-house, it was like jail on Saturday. Like you had to go there for hella hours in the morning and sit in a room doing nothing. And then they like, you keep your tape and your stupid, and then my stupid Walkman, whatever it was, the thing that played tapes. Wow, I'm old. I'm all talking about tapes. Yeah, it's like, kids today would be like, what the hell is a tape?
That's what we were talking about, the age we're coming from.
I know.
I mean, how old are we?
Like, I'm thinking, like, I must be old now. But, like, I don't feel old. I still feel 16 deep inside. That's the funny thing.
Age is just a number. I must be 32, but I don't feel 32. I feel way younger.
Yeah,
for real.
And then you're like so, and then you're so fun and like so alive,
energetic.
And a lot of people
so
when they're like 20, they're boring. There's some people that are like when they hit 20, they're like boring. They're like, I'm about 30, my business.
Forget it. You're forgetting a piece of poop under their nose, you know.
Yeah, they're like, I need to talk about that. That's immature. Oh, bone, that's so old. I need to talk about this. I'm like, what? Like, bone is eternal. Yeah, that's why people tell me you feel like bone. I'm like, bone is eternal. That's what I can say.
When they tell you, oh, grow up. What? Why? Grow up why? Because I listen to you. Man, shut the front door.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Don't tell me what to listen to. Shoot, nobody tells you nothing when you're listening to your ugly, hideous sound that you're listening to that you call music. Right?
Exactly. That's what I say. That's what I tell you about
it. You know, I'm just saying, speaking my mind. You know, it's the alcohol. I'll remember anyways, but still, I'm just speaking my mind.
Oh, yeah. I want to ask you a question. Do you want me to do my bone parody of, going to be funny? It's like of, you know, Busy Bone. Jesus makes you feel good. Jesus makes you feel good, but mine is liquor makes you feel good.
No way. Show me.
I just made it up. I'm actually going to do it on YouTube and live me, but I think we'll debut it on the radio show.
Cool.
But now I'm shy. I'm shy when there's an audience. Well, no, like, I'm not shy, like, if I don't know they're not there, but, like, now you're here. But I shouldn't be shy. You're my friend. Like, I'm cool with you. So,
like, you're amazing. We're beaming on live me. Just do it. Just do it. Like,
if I'm on live me, it's even worse because then you, that's like me. Okay, so. Man, maybe I should put a beat, though. Okay, here it goes. Someone is going to do it. You're going to laugh, but hey, that's how I know it's funny. Because it's a comedy skit. Okay, so it's like, he says Jesus makes me feel good. So mine is like, well, let me take another sip first. I'm sorry. I'm drinking tequila. It's a tequila buzz ball. It has like, 18%. Either way, this stuff is strong. It's like a little tiny thing, but it's like strong.
OMG.
Okay, here we go.
Fade it. All right.
I'm trying to get faded. Okay, so this is a parody, everyone, of Busy Bone's original beautiful song, Jesus Makes You Feel Good. And mine is called Don't Liquor Make You Feel Good. So here we go. And I hope you guys all enjoy. I know you're all going to laugh, but it doesn't matter. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so. Don't liquor make you feel good. 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 Real good. Thank you. I am crazy. I just had to do it. I probably do better on the other one, but anyways, that's a little preview. Look out on YouTube and live me for more craziness. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, you made me blush for you. That was so cool.
You liked it? Oh, I'm glad. Like I was messing around in the mirror earlier. I'm like, I was gonna do liquor makes me feel good. Or I was messing around in the shower in the mirror. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it today. Like, I'm like, today I don't care. I'm just going to do it. I know they're going to laugh, but.
It's okay. You're
going to
be
a
bitch.
Right. Like you said, be yourself, right? That's what you always do on your show. You're like, be yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Have you not heard me burp? I'm sure you have. scared my dad.
I've actually burped on the live me, but it was an accident. But it was, like, natural. So I told people, well, now you're getting the real me. See, on YouTube, I can cut it. I can edit it. But, like, on live me, you get the real me. Like, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, it's the real person.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how people will really accept you. Because, like, you know, Hollywood, they're like, oh, cut. Cut, that wasn't good. It doesn't look good. Or cut this, the TV doesn't look good. But, like, in real life, it ain't like that. It's like, you got to accept the person how they are. Like, if, like,
oh, my God, I keep going to my live me. They ask me, like, how do you get so many followers? And I'm like, how do you not? I'm just me, man. You know?
Because you're cool, because you're real. Yeah, no, cause it's because you're so real and you're cool. You're funny and entertaining and you're nice.
No, right?
It's like all the things about you. Yeah, like, but you also give, what I think is that you give people a positive energy and they like that, like, and they feel it. That's what I've noticed, because everyone that I've noticed that talks to you, they always say, oh, she's so cool. Like, hella people tell me, even on Live Me, like, Batman, the real Batman. Big Red, the Ugly Head. Everyone tells me.
Yeah.
He even said, oh, Queen Earth on your tops. He says, she's like a really good person. She's hella cool. I'm like, hell yeah, she is.
Right.
I mean, she's the one.
Yeah.
I told him she's the one that told me about Live Me. So it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to try it. I'm like, come on, just try it out. You're like, okay, I'll try it. But it took you like a couple days to try it out, right?
No, I love it. The only reason I'm not on it is because I can't get on high speed, but I think I could steal some high speed tonight, and I could become Jack Sparrow.
Ooh, hello.
Yeah, I like being Jack Sparrow. It's fun. I think that's what people really like. They like the characters they play. But it's fun. I like doing that. I like the characters.
I have yet to see you do it. I have yet to
see you. You haven't even seen me do it. But didn't you see me one time? I think you saw it one time, but you told me my connection was bad and it was freezing. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it was freezing. It was freezing. Yeah, I lost a lot of followers on Periscope because my connection, well, not my connection, but the Periscope connection was bad, and I lost like about, I had 2.9K followers on there, and I lost about 300 followers from there because of the Periscope connection. It was bad. People would even go on there just to tell me off or tell me like, oh, what are you doing here? Get off online, like mean stuff. And I'm like, man, forget you guys. So, yeah,
that's
I found different
haters. People were telling me that on Crazy Bones Periscope, they weren't hating, but they were saying that the connection sucks. They're like, yo, the connection sucks. I can't even watch it. And it was like, that night it was really bad because I went on it and it was hella freezing. Like, he would be like, yo, what's up? And he'd play a song and then it would freeze forever. And then you try. But the other night, I went on a high speed internet, and I could watch yours and his, and it was perfect. So it just depends on people's connection, I think.
I agree. I don't know, but I think me now is the whole. I think live me is a thing right now because Periscope is so dead now, and I seriously believe that I brought everybody from Periscope to live me. They followed me.
I know, and I wasn't even on Periscope, but you told me like, oh, Periscope and Busker, they suck, they freeze, just come to live me. So when you told me that, I'm like, oh, okay, I just go to live me. I'm like, I'm not even. Oh, you know what we should do? Like I was telling you my plan. Well, not my plan, but I was telling you my idea. Let's just bring Crazy Bone to Live Me. It'll probably, like, work better for the fans. Plus, we can send them gifts. Think about it. Like, it would be crazy. Instead of hello stars and, like, Waz, he'd be like, what is this? What's all this magical stuff on my screen? I can't imagine. Because he's probably not expecting it. He's like, yo, what's this? Oh, man. This is some thug shit right here. I could imagine, because, you know, like, I remember when he first learned about the internet, he would say stuff like that. He'd be like, why the hell is there, like, these thug dating ads on the Bone site? Because it was his Bone site. He'd be like, why is there thug dating stuff on here? I didn't approve of that. And he would be, it was so funny. That was back in the day.
I can imagine
that. Crazy is awesome, though. But now he's hella, like, before he hated the internet, but now he's like, oh, now, like, social media and, like, streaming. I'm like, cool. Crazy is awesome. We should get him on Live Me. What do you think?
Yeah. We should.
how about this? Next time he has the quick fix, both of us call. Like, you call, then I call. And then we'll just tell everyone we know to call and be like, hey, Cray, like, we love the Periscope, but sometimes it doesn't load good. So how about trying Live Me? And then I load better. And we can send you gifts, and then you can get money, and you know you love the song, The Love of Money. Yeah, that crazy would be like, I could get paid just for talking on here. I didn't know about that.
No way. He'd be like,
no, for
I'm
real,
down.
He'd be like, that's raw. He'd be like, no, but like, you know, I just send the gifts just to show love, you know, just so he'd be like, oh, that's tight. Because that's the way the fans show their appreciation. They'd be like,
all my diamonds, I convert them into coins, and I just like go and show people love. Like, I don't keep the diamonds. Like, from
try to cash them out.
I give them all back out. Huh?
You don't try to cash them out, right? Yeah.
Oh no, I convert them into coins, and then I go into like any random broadcast, and then I'll like give them 10 gifts, and then go to the next one, and to the next one, until I'm, you know, down to zero.
That is awesome. That's what I do sometimes too. Like, I just go in certain ones, but I usually go in yours and then just drop the gift. But like, because I don't get that many coins. But if I get it, like, if I win coin drops, then I'll like be spreading them. Because if I win coin drops,
oh my God,
I win
somebody
a lot.
Today, they beat me in the morning, right? I had just dropped off my kids at school, and you know, I was just there, you know, on the sofa, and then he's like, oh, you know, let me beam you. I'm like, okay, you know. And then next thing you know, anyways, he beamed me, whatever, everything was cool. And then next, you know, my phone dies. So after, you know, I got it back and running and all that, he's like, oh, my God, you need to come back to my broadcast because you made a lot of people come to my broadcast. I'm like, no way. He's like, yeah, you need to come back. I'm like, okay, whenever. I don't mind, you know. He's like, but I get that a lot. I get that a lot, that the people will tell me to go to their broadcast because I seem to attract people to their broadcast, and they like that. So I'm like, sure, why not, whatever.
Yeah, no, that's for real, because you bring the positive vibe, for real. That's what people always tell me. Like I said, that one guy, the real Batman, told me, because I was in this chat room, and I said, I like your show, and he says, oh, I see Queen Nerd is in your top. And he says, she's a really good person. She's awesome. I'm like, oh, yeah, she is. And I told him, she's the one that told me about this app, first place. Yeah.
They're babies. Oh, my God. They're babies. They're such a lovely family, for real. The real Batman and his family are so adorable.
Oh, really? I didn't know he had, a family. Well, I didn't know, anything else about him except that he wore the mask into the game. So that's awesome. So he has, a whole family? Wow, that is, so cool.
Yeah, I know, right?
I didn't even know. Hey, McQueen, let me tell you this. We went into overtime in the show, so, when it cuts out, I guess that's when it cuts out. And then, either way, after this, I'll just hit you up on Facebook or maybe Live Me. But, if it cuts out, good time.
I'll be on the Live Me now.
Hell yeah. Oh, you always on Live Me.
Hey, it's my addiction. What was I going to say, man? Tubi.
It's a good addiction. I would be more addicted if I actually had high enough internet. I'm not going to get an unlimited, what do you call it, high speed?
Verizon. Give Verizon.
Yeah,
unlimited
high speed, and then I could always be alive, man. Total addiction.
See, we were the lucky ones that kept that unlimited data, you know, when it was going on back in the day. So, yeah, so I have unlimited data.
I want unlimited data. You're lucky.
And it's always good. You know, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good.
You're lucky. I want damn unlimited data. That's not even fair. I want to cry. I really want it.
If you're next to me, I can loan you my data. Oh my God! How amazing is that?
Yeah, if I was close enough, I could mooch off it. At least I try to mooch off everybody. Like I told you over here, I'm trying to jack everyone else's data in my house. I'm like, yeah, they got a few more gigs I can jack. But like,
you need
to
get a Motorola phone.
Get
a Motorola phone.
Yeah, then we go live at the same time. Then we go live at the same time. We get faded. That would be fun.
Ate it.
But then your dogs would bite me if I was there. But the cats would be cool with me. The dogs would bite me.
And they'd be like, oh my God, how are you? Let me sniff you. my gosh, who are you? Let me see you. They see them over and over.
Yeah, they probably be smelling me. That's what my friend's dog does to me. He just smells me. He's just like, smelling me. It's like he'll go up to me, like he'll jump on me, but then he'll just be smelling. He'll be like smelling. But like cats would just climb on you. They'll like pull out the claws and then climb your leg. Like Cinnamon, that was cool.
Cinnamon! Yeah. Oh, she would talk. She would say water. I'd be like, you want some water? She'd be like, water! And I'm like, you want some water? She'd be like, water! And I'm like, you want some water? She'd be like, water! She'd be like, water! And then there'll be times when she'd be like, no! Like, she wouldn't shut up. She'd be like, no! Like, I'm like, damn, girl, just fucking relax. I'll give you water. Chill. For real, man. Aw,
I love cats.
I haven't seen Kitty, you know, in 2 days already. You think he went to the hairdresser again? That's so weird, right? He comes back with his hair all cut and all clean. What French toast is going on there? Does he have another family that we don't know of?
Yeah, what the hell is going on here?
Right? Hey, I call him, he don't come. He don't come. He doesn't come, I don't know why. He's not around here, I guess. I don't know. But I love the cat, man.
I love cats. I gotta get a cat. Like I was telling you, I want to get one. And you're like, just get one from the shelter. I'm like, yeah, that's what I should do. But I want to get a kitten, though. I want to get them when they're a baby so it knows that I'm like, I don't know, the parent.
Yeah, totally. You have to teach them when they're small, like I'm trying to teach Dante. Oy, that nerd. I swear, man. He poops. That's so gross. Baby only goes in the corner because she knows, hey, the go pee, that means sway in the back, and you will not see her go to the bathroom anywhere beyond the go pee. If anywhere in the front, in the back, in the side, no, only in the go pee. And this little nerd, he's like, I'm going to poop here, wherever my mom don't poop, you know?
That's not good. That's definitely not good.
I don't know why he's talking about this.
I'm like, what the hell?
Right? My bad. I would just be like,
what the hell? What the hell is going on? Yeah, seriously. It's like, I need another beer. Like, well, I just need another beer. And it was cool, though. They let us go a little bit more overtime here. But, hey, that's cool. I like the system. But just know that, like, once it cuts off, it's because they cut us off, not me.
Don't worry. Yeah, it's cool. I hear you. I'm going on my live me. We should just end it, and I should go on my live me. That way it doesn't end on me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that. Okay, yeah, you're going to live me anyways. So either way, guys,
yeah,
the end of the show.
Nice.
Thank you for tuning in, and I guess catch
you
on live me. Oh, yeah, and tell them about your live me. Why? What is your live me so they know?
If you
want them to know. Yeah.
It's under Queen Nerd. Everything that I have, any social media, it's under Queen Nerd or Head Nerd in Charge, because that's so me. Totally.
Right. So go check out Queen Nerd, the head nerd in charge, under all her live streams.
Me and Bailey.
She has the best show online. Well, awesome show. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the best shows. And, yeah, you guys better go check it out. Otherwise, I'm going to get violent. Dog is on you. No, just kidding.
I think I have 2,000 followers out there already. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it was a lot.
1,200 in less than a month. Not bad. Or in a month, I guess.
That's a lot. So. Like, that's like so. Yeah, that's crazy.
I know, right?
Crazy. Like, Bomb would say that's platinum. Bomb does go platinum every time. And I already ended it, but it doesn't matter. We're still talking, so that's cool. That's what I was saying. Like I said, even if I end it, sometimes it keeps going, but let's keep it going. It don't matter. Yeah.
Well,
that's like, fantastic. So go check out, check her out right now on Live Me, Queen Nerd, and drink beer every day.